在牧师的心头，他感觉到有些人现在正处在中对经济上有些挣扎的人在这里。
Be it job, business, mortgage payment, whatever it is.
也许是工作，也许是你的房贷，也许你是生意各方面有些挣扎今天。
Or even trying to get a job.
甚至想去找到工作
or struggle with your business,
或者 在你的生意当中在挣扎当中
I want to pray for you.
我要为你祷告牧师要为你祷告
But I want to give you a scripture from Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5.
牧师要给大家一个圣经的经节在希伯来书的第13章第5节
It says keep your life free from the love of moneyAnd be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you."
在希伯来书十三章第五节，你们全心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Let's pray, Father. I want to commit this.Needs before you right now in the name of Jesus.
天父上帝，我们在主耶稣基督的名里面，把这些所有有需要的人交托在你的圣手当中。
There's nothing that is impossible for you.
在你没有难成的事情。
Lord, we cast our cares and our burden before you right now.
主啊，我们要把我们的担忧、我们的负担。交托在你的圣手当中
Because your word says you will never leave us.
因为你的话说你从来不丢弃我们
You will never forsake us.
你从来不抛弃我们
And that Lord, you will supply all our needs.
主啊，你为我们供给我们所需要的一切
According to your riches in glory.
因为你在耶稣基督里面的荣耀跟丰富
So Lord, we stand on your word this morning.
所以主啊，我们今天站在你的话语上面。
As we ask in the mighty name of Jesus.
我们奉主大耶稣大人的名祈求。
Amen and amen.
Amen.
You know, when we first started the cell group, the first cell group for Click Church.
当牧师开始第一个Click教会的第一个家庭小组的时候
there was just two couple.
那有两对夫妻
Jeff Stafford and Eva Stafford, myself.And Carol,
就是牧师跟凯罗他一个家庭，还有另外一个家庭。
And then I have my daughter. Then was 7 years old.
那还有牧师的七岁的孩子女儿。
So now you can guess how old she is, okay?
所以你知道我的牧师的女儿现在几岁的
？And then we have a lonely man join us.
那有个很孤单的人参加牧师的小组。
His wife was back in Singapore enjoying all the good food.
那时候他的太太在新加坡享受美食
And he's none other than our keyboardist Steven Xia
今天在这里弹那个弹琴的Steven 弟兄
And I remember when I was pastoring a youth church Steven Xia was auditioned to play the keyboard
当牧师在新加坡那边做少年团的牧师的时候这个Steven 弟兄在那边弹这个电子琴的
and he was rejected.
那时候他被拒绝掉
because he was too classical.
因为他弹得太古典了，所以牧师不要他。
So when we were planting Click Church,
所以当牧师开始建立Click教会的时候
，I said that you have to play the keyboard right now.
那牧师说你现在要来弹琴了
，and he was our first keyboardist.
所以Steven 弟兄是这个教会的第一个弹
What a joy to see him playing the keyboard this morning. Isn't he anointed?
看到他今天看到很受恩膏的弟兄在弹琴。
Amen. And I'm so glad that he stepped up again as well to play the keyboard at the starting of our Chinese church as well.
所以很感谢这位弟兄还是继续的来用他的才能继续的在中文堂那边侍奉神在那边。
As we were small, we needed the...A critical mass to gather people into the first cell group.
当教会还很小的时候，牧师就想尽量争取更多的人一起在小组当中。
And there's a lady from another church. I said, Pastor Ken, we will come and I will come and help you to be part of your first cell group.
那有一位姐妹从另一个教会来，从另一个教会来，她说，Ken 牧师，我来帮助你。 凑足人数开始你的这个小组。
Now, she didn't realize how much it meant for me that time when you were so small, you just needed a few numbers for the critical mass.
所以你，他从来可能没有意识到牧师在那个时候心头是多么的感激，当你还是小的时候需要人数来开始这个小组。
And this morning, I want to honor Felicia Wang. Would you please stand up, Felicia?
今天要
Come on, let's give her a round of applause.
Felicia 姐妹。
Amen. Thank you so much, Felicia.
谢谢你 ，Felicia 姐妹。
Felicia now is attending the Chinese service.
Felicia 姐妹现在参加中文堂的敬拜。
You know, today I will talk about Esther.
今天要我们要讲 Esther 的故事，以斯特的故事。
In 2010, both Carol and myself went to Israel for our first trip.
在2010年的时候，牧师跟他的太太凯勒一起去以色列，他们的第一次的旅行。
And we went at the end of February to March to Israel in 2010.
在2010年的2月底3月的时候，牧师Kenny 牧师跟 Ken 牧师跟他太太一起去以色列，去他们的圣父旅行。
And that was the first time I experienced witnessing the celebration of Purim.
所以那是第一次牧师经历到以色列人怎样庆祝他们的普尔节。
And the tour guide explained to us the story of Esther.
那导游就跟牧师他们解释这个普尔节的来临的历史。
And during the time, we saw people dressing colorful clothing and costume.
在那个时候，牧师看到那些人装扮的非常的漂亮，有的戴面具。
And there were a lot of goodies like those cookies and so forth.
那是很好的吃的食物，像是这里看到的那些东西。
Chinese New Year celebration have a lot of similarity, you know.
我们中国的新年庆祝也跟这也差不了多少。
And the tour guide explained to us the story of Esther.
所以那个导游就跟牧师给他讲解以斯帖的故事。
You know, in every key and vital history-changing moment.
在每个最重要的、最关键的历史转变的时刻
，God positioned people to rise up to the occasion.
上帝都会安排人们起来，去抓住这个关键的时机
，to take action that not only affects themselves but through the corridor of time.
所以他们所做的行动不仅影响他们所处的那个时期，并且。通过历史时间的长河影响到未来。
What Esther did is still celebrated today, even right now.
就以斯帖所做的，当时所做的事情，不仅在那个时候改变了那时历史，也到现在为止还在庆祝。
And I believe there is a timeless truth that we can glean from the story of Esther.
所以就从以斯帖这个故事当中，我们可以得到一些永恒的真理在这里面。
You know, Esther's action saved the whole Jewish race from extinction.
所以以斯帖那个时候所做的事情，就拯救了以色列这犹太人的整个民族在那个时期。
You got to understand the Persian Empire was like a world empire during that time.
你知道，在那个时候，波斯帝国是世界已知的那时最大的帝国。
They were in charge of 127 provinces, including India.
那个时候，那个王掌控的有127个省份，包括印度。
And if it goes true, every Jew in every of the Persian Empire would have been terminated.
所以在那个时候，如果是发生那种事情的话，就整个。波斯帝国的所有的犹太人都会整个种族都会灭绝掉。
But yet in the book of Esther, we have never read one verse where God's name is mentioned.
但如果我们读以斯帖记的话，你们没有看到关于上帝这个名词出现在这本书当中。
Not even once the word God was mentioned in that book.
甚至没有提到一句关于上帝的话语。在上帝这个词在这本书当中
But he was working behind the scene
但是上帝的工作人眼睛看不到的上帝在背后工作
He was at work
但上帝在那边做工
So with the remaining time, I want to share with you lessons that we can glean from the book of Esther.
所以在我这短短的时间，我要跟大家分享，我们可以从以斯帖记这本书当中我们学到的功课。
Now the first, I believe, timeless truth is this: that God's divine positioning.
我们第一点，我们可以从这个永恒的真理，我们当中学到的一个是上帝他给我们一个属天的定位。
Now in today's term, we can call GPS as God's positioning sovereignty.
GPS 这个词大家都很熟悉，我们中文的就是神定位的主权。
That means in God's sovereignty, He positioned people.
就我们说，在上帝的神的主权当中，他把我们放在不同的位置上面。
Whether is it good or bad?
不管你是在好的或者不好的。
Now, when we read first the story, we heard how the Jews were carried away from their homeland, Jerusalem.
如果我们先读那个故事，我们可以看到那个犹太人怎样不从他们的祖地、祖国被掠到其他的国家当中。
They were the captives that was being taken to by the king of Babylon.
就在巴比伦，我们把那个以色犹太人从他们的国家当中掠出来。
So the scripture here tells us that they were carried away and they were in captivity.
所以圣经里面有说那些犹太人作为俘虏被掠到其他的国家。
And then we heard the story of Esther.
那我们听到以斯帖的故事。
Now Esther has another name called Hadassah.
以斯帖他有另外一个名字叫哈大沙。
My wife and I love the name Hadassah.
就牧师跟他，他喜欢名字叫 Hadassah.
So we call our daughter Hadassah.
所以他喜欢叫他的女儿的小名 Hadassah.
So her name is Claire Hadassah Till.
所以他的名字就他的名字叫 Claire Hadassah.
So now you know her middle name, right?
所以你知道他女儿的中间的名字是什么？
When my wife love her, my wife will say Claire.
当他师母爱他的时候，他师母就说 ：“Claire。”
When she's upset with her, Hadassah.
那不高兴的时候，他就大叫 Hadassah.
So the scripture tells us here was young man, but she's born beautiful.
但是在这里圣经里面说，这个年轻的女孩，但是她很漂亮。
I believe their morning when she waked up and looked at the mirror and she asked, "Why am I so beautiful?"
所以牧师他在想，这个小女孩早上醒来的时候，看着镜子说：“哦，为什么我会这么漂亮
？”And I once heard someone say this: "When you're young and beautiful, that's an accident of nature."
所以牧师听到这句话说：“当你年轻又漂亮的时候，那是自然的一个偶然的事啊，事情。
”But when you're old and beautiful, that's a work of art.
如果当你年纪又老的时候，当你又很美丽、很漂亮的时候，那是艺术。
I need skill to paint your face。
那是你的艺术，来给你装扮一下，看起来很漂亮。
Now here was Hadassah. The thing is, she's an orphan.
那这个是 Hadassah， 她是一个孤儿、孤女。
The scripture tells us that her father and mother died.
圣经告诉我们，她的父母已经去世了。
And the uncle Mordecai took care of her as her own daughter.
就他的叔叔莫迪卡把她收养起来，作为他的自己的女儿来收养。
Looking at the background, she was plucked out from Jerusalem homeland culture and language into a foreign land.
如果他看到以斯特的这个他的背景，他把他的从耶路撒冷他的成长的地方。连根拔起来送到一个国外另外一个其他的国家。
And from young, then lost her parents and now being taken care by the uncle.
他很小的时候就失去了他的父母，现在他的叔叔来抚养他。
Not a very glamorous background.
他的背景并不是一个很好的背景。
And to top it up, she's so beautiful.
但加起来的话，她是很漂亮的女孩。
What can you do with your beauty in a foreign land?
你在一个国外的国家，你的漂亮对你有什么用？
God orchestrated everything.
上帝为他准备好了一切。
And as a result, she, as you read the story, she was positioned into the palace.
所以如果我们读了一个故事，我们知道，因为她的美丽跟漂亮，她被放到了皇宫当中。
Now, some of us may look back at our background and probably say, "If only I'm born to a different family."
有些人看着我们的背景，我们有时候我们自己讲，如果我们只是出生在不同的家庭当中。
There was one boy that played up, and the mom disciplined him, and he told the mom, "Mom, I never asked to be born into this family."
那有一个小孩子，他捣乱，他的母亲就在那边训练他，他就在那边哭着说。我从来没想到我要出生在你这个家庭。
And the mom said, "Weren't you glad you didn't ask? Because if you ask, I would say no."
所以说，你说的，如果你问我你要在这个家庭，我说你不要，你出生在我这个家庭当中。
Please don't do that. You'll suffer from rejection after that. All right?
不要这样说，对你的孩子或对你的父母说，你觉得你被拒绝。
But you see, the scripture tells us that God, from one man, made every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined, that's the sovereignty of God, having determined allotted periods and the boundary of their dwelling place.
所以我们在圣经里面看到上帝的主权，他在那边说，他从一人，从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所在的疆界。
So God uses everything to write your story.
所以上帝用他所有的一切来描写你的故事。
Both the good and the bad, God uses all to shape us, to get us ready for what He has set us for us to do.
所以不管是好的还是不好的，上帝用这所有的一切来为我们准备好他要为我们在我们生命当中的旨意。
And in other words, is God make all things to work for good?
所以另外一句话，圣经里面说，我们晓得神使万事效力。
See, there's no perfect circumstances.
你们知道，在那里没有个完美的处境。
But there are circumstances that make you perfect in Christ.
但是所有的环境使你成为完美在耶稣基督当中。
It's a divine setup to position us for our divine kingdom assignment on earth.
那是我们从天上的神的主权，有神的命定，让我们准备好去做神要我们预先所做的从属天的工作。
And God uses every event in our life to shape us, to get us ready.
上帝用所有我们生命当中所发生的一切的事件来磨造我们、塑造我们，去准备好他要我们所做的工作。
As much as we complain about our background and our lack of,God uses every moment of our life.
你们，所以我们不要抱怨我们的背景，我们缺少什么，但上帝用我们所有的一切来使我们的生命得到完整。
And we must allow God to shape us through our situation, predicament, and circumstances.
所以我们要感谢上帝，通过我们的处境来塑造、来磨练我们、磨练塑造我们的生命，使我们的生命能够成长。
Like Ephesians, it says we are all God's workmanship.
就像在以弗所书里面说的，我们都是上帝神手里的工作。
We are created in Christ Jesus for good works.
我们在基督里面受造是为了做行神要我们的善事，要做的善事。
That God has prepared in advance for us to do.
神就在预先就为我们准备好一切，那我们做的事情。
And I believe that all of us here in Australia, especially migrants, you're not here by chance or coincidence.
我相信我们所有的人，特别是移民到澳大利亚的人，你不是偶然的来到这个国家。
God has sent you here to be missionary to this land.
上帝把你带到这里来，是要你在这里传扬、传教、传扬他的福音。
He has brought the nations of the world into this land.
他把你从世界各地带来，是要为了传扬他的福音。
You don't have to cross the seven sea to China to start a church. We start a church here at Berwick.
你不要渡过太平洋，渡过海洋来去建立个成立个中文教会。我们在这里就成立了个中文教会。
And that was a challenge in the early days when we want to form our core group.
所以在这个教会早期的时候，那个很大的挑战要找一个。核心的成员成立这个教会。
As much as you want the nation of Australia to bless you,
你要想很多，想很多的要这个澳大利亚这个国家能够祝福你。
How about blessing Australia back?
你怎样想着祝福澳大利亚这个国家？
Besides paying your taxes,
除了你交税以外，
you can bless the nation back spiritually.
你要可以用属灵的祝福能够回报澳大利亚这个国家。
I remember telling the principal of the Christian school that Claire goes to in the early years.
在早年的时候，牧师记得他。记得他的女儿上的基督教的学校。
And the principal asked me, why are you here in Australia?
那个他女儿学校的校长问牧师说，你为什么来到澳大利亚？
I said, I'm here to plant a church.
那牧师就说，我来这里是为了建立一个教会。
And he was excited.
所以那个校长就非常的兴奋。
Oh, Australia is a godless nation.
哦，澳大利亚是现在是不是敬虔的国家？
We need to plant many churches.
所以澳大利亚需要建立很多的教会。
Of all color, all shape, all sizes.
所以不同的肤色、不同的身材、不同的各种民族一起来建立教会。
I'm so glad you came.
我很高兴你来到这个地方。
I was putting my daughter in a private Christian school by faith.
那牧师是带他的女儿去一个私立的基督教的学校去学习。
And then he looked at me, he says, I have something to tell you.
然后那个校长就对着牧师说，我要告诉你一些事情。
I'd like to offer your daughter a full scholarship.
我要给你女儿提供一个全费的奖学金。
She don't have to pay any school fees.
所以她去学校的时候，她不要付学费。
100% full scholarship.
她是完全不去学校，不用学费的那个奖学是私立的基督教学校。
Isn't God good?
是上帝很善吗？
He positioned people.
上帝把你换在一个位置。
He's all worked out.
上帝已经为所有一切都已经预备好了。
God is never taken by surprise.
上帝为你所准备的，他从来不会感觉到惊喜的。
We can trust His positioning sovereignty.
我们可以信靠上帝的主权，把我们放在不同的位置上面。
So you are here not by chance or coincidence.
所以你来到这里，并不是因为偶然的机会来到这里。
His plan for you is to prosper you, not to harm you.
上帝对你的计划是要使你有很好的前程，并不是要伤害你。
To give you a hope and a future.
要给你一个前程，并且给你希望。
The second lesson that we can learn.
第二个功课我们可以在这里学到的是
It's the courageous faith with obedience in the life of Esther.
就以斯帖的生命当中，他是带着一种顺服的信心，并且勇敢的往前走的。
The scripture tells us that Mordecai's wise advice to Esther was to not to make known her people and her kindred to the palace.
圣经里面很清楚的说，以斯帖照着莫迪盖所嘱咐的，还没将籍贯宗族告诉人，因为以斯帖遵莫迪盖的命，如抚养他的手一样。
God has positioned a godly and wise man in the life of Esther.
所以，上帝在以斯帖的生命当中为他准备一个敬虔的人来教导他。
And the Bible tells us Esther obeyed Mordecai just as when she was brought up by him.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，以斯特遵从莫迪改的话语，就像他从小遵守他一样。
So from young Esther already lived that life of obedience.
所以我们可以看到，以斯特从小的时候，他就活着一个顺服的生命。
And now a situation arises.
所以现在这个处境发生了改变。
Haman is going to wipe up all the Jews in the land.
哈曼他要想把整个城地上的犹太族的人全部的种族灭绝掉。
And the scripture tells us that Mordecai went to King Esther, and as we read in the scripture, it says, "Do not think to yourself that in the king palace you will escape any more than all other Jews."
所以圣经里面说，莫迪凯托人回复以斯帖说：“你莫想在王宫里强过一切犹太人，得免这祸。”
Now, if you don't step up in obedience, if you remain and keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jew from another place.
所以此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得到解脱，蒙拯救。
But you and your father's house will perish.
但你和你的父家必致灭亡。
And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time like this?
焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为了现今的机会吗？
Now this is a very powerful statement.
这是个非常很有力的宣告。
Because now,Esther have a choice to step out to the occasion.
我们现在可以看到以斯帖有这个选择的机会，他或者站出来在这个处境当中。
That your very beauty position you in the palace for such a time like this.
那以斯帖的美丽漂亮，就是使他在这个时候，在这个位置上，在这个时候能够站出来说话。
You can't keep silent.
你不能够闭口不言。
You got to stand in the gap on behalf of your land.
所以以色列，你要站出来，站在缺口当中，为这个土地上站在这个缺口当中。
The book of Ezekiel always talk about God is He sought out a man and a woman that would stand in the gap on behalf of God and the land.
所以我们在以西结书看到，神总是寻找站在神与人之间这个缺口当中一个人。
And Esther replied to Mordecai. He says, "Go and gather all the Jews to be found in Susa. Hold a fast on my behalf. Do not drink or eat for 3 days and night."
So Esther 就吩咐人回报莫迪改说：“你当去召集苏珊所有的犹大人，为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝。”
And he says, "I and the young woman here will also fast as you do to the Lord."
然后我和我的宫女也这样禁食。
But even though God wasn't mentioned here, they are fasting to pray to God to intervene this situation.
这里虽然没有提到上帝，但是我们在这里看到他们在那边禁食祷告是。祈祷上帝能够干预这个事情。
And the scripture tells us, Esther said, "Then I will go to the king, which is against the law during that time."
所以圣经里面说，以斯帖说，然后我去见王。
Because if the king don't invite me and call me into the palace, I cannot go in.
因为在那个时候的法律，如果王没有宣告他邀请他去王宫见王的话，他不能够进去见的，要不然就跟法律相反的。要被处死的。
But I'm going to take up all my with my courageous faith. I'm going to obey and I'm going to go forth to stand in the gap.
但是以斯帖说，我要带着我这个勇敢，带着顺服的信心，我要站在这个缺口上，在这个时候进去见王。
And if I perish, I perish.
Amen.
Praise God.
这个以斯帖就说，我现在就进去见王，有可能我死了。如果我死的话，我就死了吧。
Amen. Praise God. Now, what's amazing here?
这是个很奇妙的故事。
There's a race.
这是个冒险的事情。
There's a personal race.
这是个生命上的冒险。
But faith with obedience spells race.
但是你信心带着顺服就要去冒险。
And unless we live with the courageous obedience and dare to take risks,
除非我们在这个带着这个勇气，活在顺服的信心当中，我们就有这个勇气去冒险。
We can't see the miraculous.
我们没看到很特别的事情。
I remember when the Lord spoke to me, "Come to Melbourne to plant a church."
牧师记得当神叫他说到墨尔本来建立一个教会的时候。
I did my master degree at TCA, Theological Center of Asia.
当时牧师在 ECA, 就东方的神学院在那边做硕士的学位。
The then president was Pastor Derek Tan and Mei Ling.
就那个学院的主席是丹跟美林做那个神学院的。
And I knew them since I was a teenager.
但牧师他从青少年的时候就知道。
And he asked, "Why you want to start from square one?"
他就说：“你为什么从土开始从土地上就什么都没有就重新开始
？”Who is going to support you?
那时候牧师在想去这边来建立教会，谁来支援他，谁来支持他
？You should be part of a big church.
他要去一个这个很大的有很出名的教会。
And then my former Sunday school teacher,
所以他的那时候主日学的教师就给他说
，was pastoring a church of about 400 strong with a beautiful building.
那时候牧师在那边牧养一个400多人的会众的教会，并且很好的建筑物在那里。
Call me up for breakfast.
然后就请他出去吃早餐。
Say, I want you to take over my church.
那个牧师就请牧师说，你来接手我的教会。
We'll give you a car.
那个牧师说，我要给你一个车，一部车，你来接手他教会。
And I have to decide.
然后牧师就要决定。
I have to decide to come here and start Click Church.
然后牧师要决定要来到墨尔本，要重新开始一个教会。
But who was going to be with me to plant this church?
但是谁会跟牧师一起来到这个新的地方，一起建立一个新的教会呢？
I used to pioneer a church in Lang Lang towards Phillip Island after coup erupt.
所以牧师在靠近 Phillip Island 那个地方，他曾经建立一个教会。
Back in the 80s.
那个时候还是八十年代的时候。
And I contacted some of the old members there.
他这牧师就在那边的一些。跟那边的一些旧的成员在那边联系。
And they have all relocated to all of Australia.
他们就在那个不同的地方住在那里。
And one day I was a youth pastor of a youth church in Singapore.
有一天，那牧师的青少年的那个地方的牧师来再碰到他。
As I was going to the toilet, I met Stephen Sia.
所以牧师去卫生间的时候，他见到 Stephen Sia。
I said, Stephen, I heard you got PR in Australia.
当牧师那时候还在新马，他说：“哦，你拿到澳大利亚的签证了，你要到这里。
”Congratulations! So you're going back to Queensland, right?
所以祝贺你，你是不是要到澳大利亚的昆士兰呢
？Because he's studying Queensland.
因为 Stephen 那时候在昆士兰读书。
I said, No, I felt led to go to Melbourne.
所以那个地方就说，不是我感觉到我要到墨尔本来。
I said, good, I'm going to Melbourne to plant a church.
然后牧师就说，很好，我要到墨尔本建立一个教会。
You like to join me?
你来跟我一起来去墨尔本建立一个教会。
And he looked at me, have you applied for your permanent resident yet?
然后斯蒂文弟兄就说，你已经申请的永久定居的
签证了吗？ Have you got your PR yet?
你已经拿到定居的签证了吗？
And he said, I haven't applied yet.
然后牧师说，我还没申请定居的签证。
And many people tell me I won't get it.
那很多人告诉牧师说，你拿不到这个定居的签证的。
To cut the long story short, within 3 months I got my PR.
所以很简单的说，在三个月里面，牧师就得到了定居澳大利亚的签证。
And then Stephen said, I cannot run away.
然后呢 ，Stephen 就不能跑掉了，就一定要来一起建立。
And I'm so glad that your lovely wife released you.
他很高兴你
to serve without distraction for a period of time.
所以很高兴那时候，斯蒂文弟兄是单身来到墨尔本，跟牧师一起同心的建立这个教会。
You know, faith without action is dead.
你知道信心没有行动是死的。
Because obedience is so crucial to the Christian life.
你知道顺服在基督徒的生命当中是非常重要的。
For every disciple of Christ, obedience is not optional.
所以对每一个基督的门徒来说，顺服并不是个选择题。
Because right from the beginning in the Garden of Eden, the first Adam disobeyed and death came.
因为从最起初的开始，在伊甸园里面，第一个呢，亚当因为不顺服，所以死亡就来了。
But Jesus, the last Adam, he came, he obeyed even unto death, life came.
但是耶稣这第二个亚当，他来了，他顺服，一直顺服至死，所以生命就来了。
In Hebrews, it says Jesus learned obedience to the suffering he went through.
所以在希伯来书里面说，耶稣从他的苦难当中学会顺服。
It is obedient that unlocked the life of miracles for you.
是顺服是一个锁匙，使你打开神迹的锁匙。
And it not only affects you, but it affects people around you.
你的顺服不仅影响到你的生命，也影响到在你周围的人的生命。
And it not only affects people around you, it affects through the generation.
它不仅影响到你的生命，影响到你周围的生命，并且在时间的长河里面影响到未来的人的生命。
In the early days, I used to go tracting.
在早期的时候，牧师经常去发单张，
giving out flyers about Click Church and the gospel.
就经常去其他的地方去发那些福音的单张，关于教会、归教会的单张传单，去发给周围的人。
And I saw a lady on a stroller with a young child.
所以牧师就看到一个年老的女人就带着一个小小的推车跟一个小孩子一起走。
And that's none other than Lisa.
所以那时候他发传单发给 Lisa.
Who was it at the stroller?
那谁是在那个推车里面的？不记得。
Is it Gloria?
是 Gloria 还是谁
？Could be, yeah, could be. And said, "Oh, thank you for telling me about your church."
然后 Lisa 就说：“哦，谢谢你告诉这个教会。”
And we never knew one day that Jim and Lisa would start the first Chinese cell group in our church.
所以他牧师当时从来没有想有一天 Lisa 跟 Jim 在中文教会开始中文的小组。
They were comfortable in the church already.
他们在那个时候在教会当中觉得很舒适，在他们原来所处的教会。
But God was stirring this man's heart to do something for the Chinese people.
但上帝鼓励我，这一个现在我们两个夫妻他就说要为中国人做些事情。
And I remember Lisa telling me, "I'm going to start English class for the Chinese people."
所以 Lisa 就在那时候说，我要在教会开始一个教英文的为中国人教英文的课堂。
Because of a pioneering gift, she's able to bring in Serene in and different ones to come in.
因为这个。英语课了就把舍令姐妹把所有的人都带到一起来。
And we see how the team was formed, and then with Serene and Pastor Kenny coming in, and then that's the birth 4 years ago of our Chinese congregation.
所以我们看到上帝一直带领舍令姐妹，还有更多的其他人，包括 Kenny 牧师带到这个教会来。所以我们看到四年之前中文堂敬拜的开始。
We pray for a man of God to kickstart the service.
牧师他们一直祷告说要有一个中文的聚会在这个教会当中开始。
And God give us a bilingual pastor.
所以上帝给了我们一个多元语言的牧师。
And because Pastor Kenny 5 years ago say yes.
所以因为 Kenny 牧师五年之前说是我宣父。
That's why we are here.
所以我们现在今天我们坐在这个地方。
And I believe Pastor Kenny is continually.Saying yes,
所以我相信跟你牧师会继续的对上帝说是的。
I told him no, it's not in the vocabulary.
所以牧师跟你牧师的在上帝的你的词汇里面没有漏这不的这个。
There's only yes.
在上帝里面都是是的。
Lastly,
最后的一点
，a surrendered life,
一个降服的生命。
Not just a committed life.
不仅仅是委身的生命。
One of the biggest challenges in the Christian church is we have a lot of committed people.
对一个在基督教会当中有很大的挑战，就是我们很多人都说我一个委身的基督徒。
They're committed to do church, to do ministry.
他们在那边委身做在教会在侍奉这个部门侍奉那个事情。
But their lives are not totally surrendered to God.
但是他们的生命并不是完整的降服在给上帝。
You know, Esther make this statement.
你看，以斯帖做这个宣告。
We fast and pray because we believe that God will intervene.
我们正式祷告，我们相信上帝会干预这个事情。
And for such a time like this, I'm going to rise up in obedience to go to the king.
就在这个。特别的时刻我要起来我要去见这个王。
But if I die, if I perish, I perish.
但是我进去我回话如果我死了我就死吧。
Amen.
Amen.
It's total surrender.
这是完全的降服顺服。
One day the chicken talked to the pig. This is just a story, all right? The chicken talked to the pig.
有一天这是个故事有个一头鸡对一头猪说话。
Our farmer is so kind to us.
他的鸡就说：“我们的农场主对我们真是非常的好。”
Let's have a celebration for them.
那我们为他们庆祝一下。
Let's give them bacon and egg.
那我们给他们烤猪肉跟煎蛋。
I'll provide the egg.
我鸡说我就准备我的蛋。
You provide the bacon.
猪啊，你就准备你的肉吧。
The pig said, "For you is a commitment. For me is a total surrender of my life."
那猪就说，对你来说你只是委身给了鸡蛋，对我来说是我献身。把我的生命献上来给肉。
You know the people,
就有些人
that will be the mover and the shaker in these end times.
在这个末世的时候，就要一个人，有个在这末世的时候，他是一个苗。
Are people that are fearless?
那些人是不怕的，有勇气的人。
Who recognize this world is temporary?
他们知道在这个世界只是个临时的、暂时的。
They live for another world that is eternal.
对我们生命来说，他们是活在永恒的生命当中。
And how can we overcome the accuser, the evil one?
我们能够怎么能够战胜那些控告我们的人呢？
And we overcome the evil one by the blood of Jesus. That means Jesus surrendered his life.
所以我们胜过魔鬼，是因为耶稣他的血。
By the word of our testimony, our confession of Jesus is Lord.
所以圣经里面说，弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽死也虽至于死也不爱惜生命，因为耶稣是他们生命的主。
And they love not their life even unto death.
他们虽至于死，他们爱惜生命，但是爱主更胜过所有的一切。
They are willing to lay down their life.
他们准备舍命。
See, our Christian faith is our Lord Jesus laid down His life.
我们基督徒的信心是因为耶稣基督他为我们献上他的生命。
The servant is not greater than the master.
对一个仆人不能够高过主人。
That's why Paul says, "For me to live is Christ." To die is gain.
所以保罗在那边说，对我来说，活着就是基督，死了就是对我有利的。
I'm going to ask the worship team to come down now.
那些敬拜的团队来到前面来。
We need to live a life of total surrender.
我们要活着一个过着完全献身的生命，降服的生命。
Not just a committed life.
并不是一个委身的生活。
Because surrender has to do with consecration, with giving full control to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为降服就相当于我们过一个圣洁的生活，我们要把所有的生命交给主耶稣做一个完成的。
See, a committed life is about how competent we are, how faithful we are.
那委身的生命就觉得，我是多么的信实，我们多么的忠心在那边。
But a surrendered life examines our character and our consecration before God.
但是降服的生命就在那边看我们的品格，并且是我们怎样分别出来为神所使用。
God is more interested to work in you as He is through you.
上帝就更多的信心是在你的生命当中工作，并且通过你来工作。
And everything happens in your life is to shape you, to prepare you.
所以在我们在你们生命当中所发生的一些，是为了准备你，并且塑造你。
God don't waste a hurt.
在上帝手里没有任何一件事情是浪费的。
He don't waste any disappointment in your life.
他从来不会浪费在你的生命当中任何的一个失望。
He use it for your good.
他用所有的一些是为了他的荣耀，并且为了的好处。
Every weapon formed against you, God turn it around.So that it will bless you instead.
所有攻击的你的武器，上帝要使它转过来变成成为你的祝福。
Just as Joseph,
就像约瑟
，rejection, disappointment, let down,
被拒绝、失望，并且被人忘记。
13 years of down, down, down.
有13年时间一直活在底层当中。
Because God was preparing him for his destination.
但是上帝是为了准备他，为了他的将来的位置。
God was preparing him for the assignment at the king palace.
上帝为准备约瑟，为他准备他要做的工作是在王宫上面。
In just one stroke from prison, Joseph went up to the palace.
所以只是一眨眼之间，约瑟从他在监狱里面囚犯变成在 王宫里国王的手下最有权势的人。
The brothers couldn't understand. They were fearful of revenge on their life.
那时候约瑟的弟兄们就不明白这些，他就害怕约瑟报复。
Yet Joseph with tears says, "You meant for evil, but God turned it out for good to save you."
在约瑟流着眼泪对他的弟兄们说。你的原意是要害我们，是害我，但是上帝他转换过来是为了祝福你们。
Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer.
那我们低头祷告。
If there's anyone you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior,
如果有谁在这里你不认识耶稣是你生命的救主。
You have not accepted Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior.
你还没接受耶稣到你的生命当中作为生命的救主。
To have your sin forgiven.
这一个没有个。这个委身献身
If you happen to be here, I want to give you an opportunity to respond to Jesus.
所以我今天牧师要给你个机会，你让你来回应给耶稣。
If you have never done so, would you just raise your right hand so I can pray for you?
如果你还不是基督徒，你要接受耶稣做你生命当中，请你举起手来。
Is anyone here?
为你祷告，有谁要接受耶稣
？You want to receive Christ into your life?
你要接受耶稣到你的生命当中吗？
Praise God. I presume all of us now are believers. And I want to challenge you this morning. Will you live the life of courageous faith with obedience?
所以今天牧师要给你一个挑战，你要过一个有勇气的、有信心的、顺服的生活吗？
In total surrender to the Lord.
完全的降服在主耶稣的面前。
Would you say yes to Jesus?
你要对耶稣说是的。
Would you lay at the altar of sacrifice to Jesus?
你要把所有的一切能够奉献出来，奉献祭坛上给耶稣。
That is the reasonable act of spiritual worship to Him.
这是这属灵的敬拜，就是把所有的一切奉献给他。
That God will turn every pain into gain.
所以上帝要把所有的一切痛苦转为对你的祝福。
God will turn every mess in your life into a message for His glory.
上帝要把你生命当中所有的混乱转为一个对这个他给这个世界的信息。
And every trial will be a testimony.
这所有的一切的苦难都会试炼都会成一个见证。
Father, I want to thank you for Click Church.
天父，要为 Click 教会向你献上感谢。
As we celebrate the fourth anniversary of the Chinese congregation,
我们感谢四年的。中文部的四年的生日
，and the 18th anniversary, Lord, for the English congregation.
十八周年的魁英文教英文部的生日。
Lord, we give you all the glory.
主啊，我们要把所有的一切的荣耀归给你。
It is by your grace and your favor.
因为你的恩典，你的恩宠。
And so, God, we pray for everyone under the sound of my voice.
所以主啊，祷告在所有一切听到我这声音的人。
That today we offer our life afresh and a new one to you, Lord.
要把他们生命完全的再次的奉献给你。
That we walk by faith and not by sight.
他们活着靠信心，而不是靠着眼见活着。
That our faith is accompanied with action of obedience.
所以我们的行动是我们的顺服跟信心的形式。
So that we can see your kingdom come.
使我们能够看到你的国度来临。
And your will be done.
你的旨意得到成就。
In my life,
在我的生命当中
in our family, in our church, on this earth, Lord,
在我们的家庭，在我们的教会，在这个世界当中
in Jesus' mighty, mighty name,
在主耶稣全能的大能的名里面
Amen and Amen.
Amen.